91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. The Belleville General Hospital was on lockdown earlier this morning. Police responded to a report of a man in the parking lot with a gun. Police had to limit all traffic at the hospital to emergencies only and advised residents to avoid the area. Police say a male in a vehicle was deceased prior to their response. The lockdown was in place for roughly an hour and the investigation is ongoing. The Green Party candidate for Prince Edward Hastings is upset his party leader has been left out of the debates for the May 2nd federal election. Milford resident Pat Larkin is a newcomer to the political scene, but Larkin is already standing up for Green Party leader Elizabeth May.
I would suggest that if we're going to work in a true democracy, that all parties should be available to give their views.
Larkin says he will be focusing on what he considers the number one issue, the economy. He says the Green Party is also hoping to win the youth vote and social media campaigns. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff has reissued his challenge to Stephen Harper to meet him in a one-on-one debate. He has issued an open letter saying he's willing to meet the Prime Minister at a time and place of his choosing. Ignatieff told reporters in London that he can't understand why Harper challenged him to such a debate earlier this week, but then backed off. Ontario's finance minister said he's not worried that mounting debt will plunge the province into a financial crisis similar to the ones in Greece or Spain. Dwight Duncan says he's confident credit rating agencies will maintain their ratings on the province, and Ontario bonds continue to sell out international markets. He said the province's books are no different from other governments in similar economic positions. Germany's Human Rights Commissioner says the country is pushing for the European Union to ban the export of a lethal injection drug used in several U.S. states. Marcus Lohning said Friday it has to be guaranteed that no drugs from Germany or the European Union will be used to carry out executions. Several U.S. states face supply shortages after the sole American producer ceased production of the drug that is used as part of a three-drug combination for lethal injections in 35 states. Capital punishment is banned within the European Union. Three people from southern Alberta have been arrested in connection with an international weapons smuggling and trafficking ring. Border officials have intercepted several weapons bound for Canada and also found handguns and ammunition in Lethbridge. Police say gunmen burst into a Mexican bar in the border city of Ciudad Juarez and killed eight people. Sandoval said Friday that police found more than 130 bullet casings at the scene. Ciudad Juarez is across from El Paso, Texas. It has been racked by a turf war between the Sinaloa and Juarez drug cartels. More than 3,000 people were killed in the city of 1.3 million in 2010. That's 91X News at 3:03. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are heading to the OJHL playoff finals. They won their series over the Stouffville Spirit 4-2. The Dukes will now wait for the winner of the Oakville-Kingston semifinal series. Game 1 of the playoff finals will be Sunday at 6:30. The Calgary Flames have little margin for error tonight when they collide with the Blues in St. Louis. The Flames are 3 points behind Chicago for the final Western Conference playoff spot and need a victory tonight to keep their dwindling postseason hopes alive. The game is just 1 of 4 on a light night on the NHL nights. Ricky Romero gets the call as the Toronto Blue Jays are set to open another season against Minnesota. The lefty had a 14-9 record last season. Canadian Justin Morneau is expected to play for the Twins after sitting out half of last season with a concussion. The former AL MVP saw little action in the spring. There are 10 other games tonight in the MLB. The Astros lead the Phillies 4-0 at the top of the 8th. The Cubs are up 1-0 against the Pirates at the top of the 3rd. The White Sox and Indians are getting underway, and later tonight, Dodger Stadium will host the San Francisco Giants. The Chicago Bulls have had Detroit's number for quite some time and hope for more of the same tonight. The league-leading Bulls, winners of 8 of their last 10 games, look for their 12th straight victory over the Pistons at Auburn Hills. It's Toronto's turn to battle the Bulls tomorrow as the Raptors head to Detroit. The game is just 1 of 13 on a busy NBA night. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with 91X Weather.
Today, periods of drizzle ending early this afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers with a high of 6. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers early this evening, becoming cloudy periods before morning, low of 0. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, clearing late in the evening with a high of 10. Sunday, it's sunny with a high of 12. It's 5 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Trish Allison, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.